I am speaking with John Bebo of the Center for Michigan, which is based in Ann Arbor, regarding their new initiative on education in Michigan. John, thank you very much for taking some time to speak with us.
Good morning, Gordon.
Let's explain for our listeners what the Center for Michigan has undertaken here regarding education in the state.
Well, we did a gigantic statewide listening tour over the last year and a half. What we sought to do is gather public input and the public's agenda for what they want with public education. It was clear in the summer of 2011 when Governor Snyder had made a major education address that education reform topics were going to be front burner in our state capitol over the next couple of years. And we wanted to be able to do our jobs as kind of Michigan's citizenship company to bring citizen perspectives into some of those reform conversations. So we traveled the state, held more than 250 community meetings, bolstered those community meetings with two very large statewide large sample polls, and were able to publish just a few days ago what we call the public's agenda for public education. And we do hope it's well-timed to weigh in on some of the big school reform issues that are under debate at our state capitol right now.
Now, your survey results show support for things like expanding access to preschool, higher pay to attract higher quality teachers. Is there also some willingness to pay for those things, perhaps through higher taxes?
We asked people a blunt question: do you think it will cost more to improve student learning? And by 70-30 margins, people told us yes. But if they want to spend more, they also want to spend differently. They are interested in making sure the most possible money reaches the classroom. They think even after years of budget cuts, there's room for more efficiency in K-12 schools. And I'm saying that affirmatively because these are the affirmative things we've heard in these community meetings. I'm sure that there are school administrators that would quarrel with that, but we think it's important to at least hear the voice of the customer out there, and that's what people are telling us. So they are willing to invest more, but they're also willing to invest differently.
Now, the Center for Michigan report also says the public wants, and I'm quoting here, new focus on education reform issues that are not always on the front burner in Lansing. Can you give some examples of what some of those are?
Well, I would say until very recently, early childhood is one of those. Just three or four short years ago, our state senate considered zeroing out our public preschool program. That really poked the bear because an awful lot of business people have gotten involved since then and are advocating for improving that. Our report suggests there is considerable public mandate for doing so, and now leaders in all three decision points in state government, the governor, the Senate, and the House, are considering expanding that program. But another area where traditionally we haven't seen a lot of debate in Lansing, there are really a couple more. One is the issue of teacher evaluation, which is coming to the forefront now, and another is the issue of teacher preparation, how we train our teachers. The first one is being tackled by a committee of experts that are unveiling a new evaluation system and testing it in some school districts across the state. What we heard people say across the state is they wanted both more support for educators and more accountability. And our read on that is evaluation is kind of a crossroads of those two things. So we will be watching carefully and adding the public's perspective to that evaluation project. In terms of teacher preparation, there's a lot of concern, and I will say that concern is actually among the highest among educators themselves about the quality level and the preparedness level of people who are entering the classroom today. There is a real sense that people want to raise the bar, make it tougher to become a teacher, have teachers know much more content material when they enter the classroom, have them more ready for the very difficult, often very difficult, social aspects of teaching, socioeconomic aspects of teaching. That is a much bigger reform that is not, we don't think, real front burner in Lansing. and it's a very tough nut to crack. We think that one's going to take a lot of time, but we think it's also one of the things the public is most concerned about.
On the flip side of that, are there some things which have moved to the front burner in Lansing, become hot-button issues there, and yet as you talk to people around the state, it doesn't seem to really register with them?
Yeah. This whole process violates the first rule of politics, which is don't ask for a vote unless you know the results. And we never know the results when we go out to do this. And it turns out even some things the center has worked on in the past policy-wise don't have huge public traction. For example, we've done a lot of research in the past on the length of the school year and how it has been shortened considerably in recent years. When we took that issue to the public over the course of the last year, they said, okay, that's sort of interesting, but it's not our highest priority. We're much more concerned with early childhood and providing better support to educators and holding them more accountable. Same goes for a couple other things that are front burner in Lansing right now. One would be the issue of school choice. When you put a list of 10 well-researched reform topics in front of the public in Michigan, choice is not at the top. It is one of the hot discussion issues in Lansing. And also one of the governor's favorite efforts is online learning. And what our survey research shows is that leaders have quite a ways to go to convince the public that needs to be a top priority. The main concern, the main skepticism we heard is not that we have online learning, but the main concern is that it not replace traditional brick-and-mortar schools and online learning options. And there are some movements afoot to do more complete online schools, and I think that's getting some pushback from the public.
Your survey also found a lot of dissatisfaction with the state of education in Michigan, a lot of people ranking it as mediocre or worse. Is there data that backs up those concerns?
Yeah, we are not doing very well in terms of national or international rankings in Michigan, and our report details exactly how that is. Our grades aren't good in terms of public perception and in terms of results, and I think that's why you see so much attention being paid to education reform debate, as there is a general sense of restiveness and desire for a better system. And when we went out and did our work, we found that the toughest critics of the system were those who needed it most, low-income and minority families that most need the economic ladder that a great education provides are the toughest critics of the system.
Could that be in part because many of their districts don't have the funding to do the things that they want to do? People who live in more wealthy areas can usually find the money through some way to make the school system just a little bit better if they need it?
I think it's a number of things. I think it's funding. I think it's quality. I think that's why I think the public does feel that the attention on things like failing schools and challenged urban schools, the attention on those is exactly where the attention needs to be right now, because those kids need a chance, and the public recognizes that we've got a lot of work to do in that regard.
One of the Bridge Magazine stories, and Bridge Magazine, for people who don't know, is the online news service that the Center for Michigan produces. One of the stories that accompanied your report on education concerned the role of parents. How much can the role of parents be altered by public policy, and how much of it just rests with the parents themselves in deciding how much they want to be involved?
Well, if I'm going to truly represent our report, which I seek to do, I would say that I don't think we as a society have any idea. There was very deep concern across the thousands of people we talked to about the level of parental support and the idea of student accountability and parent accountability, the idea that we're asking teachers to be miracle workers in a lot of communities today, and that's probably not realistic, and that without parental support and without students being fully invested in their own educations, we're blowing a lot of smoke. We heard no sense of consensus about what to do about that. I mean, the ideas were all over the board. Everything from supportive measures such as let's make sure people have paid time off to go to student-teacher conferences, to punitive measures such as let's cut people's food stamps if their kids don't show up to school, and everywhere in between. And we think it's an area where we need to do more work. I don't think there's any sense of whether public policy can dictate family involvement or not. But I do know that family involvement is a huge concern.
So what's next? Now that the report is out, you're holding some community conversations around the state. Where do you see this going, and what's the Center for Michigan hoping that this all leads to eventually?
Well, we're airing the issues. We've kind of got the laundry out on the line now. We held a large conference last week to present the results and get some expert opinion about them. We're holding another one in Kalamazoo this Thursday, and we're glad that a couple of your legislators, Maggie O'Brien and Sean McCann, will be there at the Radisson Thursday morning. And we have a number of local school leaders and business leaders who will also be taking part as we go through the results of what we heard from the public and get some feedback from the experts. What we're trying to do, as always, is ensure that the citizen voice is heard in policy discussions in Lansing. We think there are a couple of key ways that citizen voice can be heard in just the next couple of months. One is this early childhood expansion opportunity, and another is the teacher evaluation issues. And what we always seek to do is to turn these listening tours into action and positive change that the public wants. So you'll see us in your communities talking about these issues and then working on them in our state capital. It's what we do.